And joining us for the first time in several months, the Audrain County Sheriff, Matt Aller. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you back in here. You know, we kind of talked a little bit off of the air, and some people may not realize, but somewhat of an incident out at the Audrain County Jail. And no, it wasn't with an inmate, but it was actually the pipes bursting out there. Tell us a little bit about that this morning, if you will.
Yeah, so that's the current nightmare. You know, there's always a nightmare. That's the current nightmare. So it was I don't remember the exact date. It's been about a month ago. And of course, I was recovering from back surgery. And, you know, 8:40 on a Saturday night, my phone rings and it was my undersheriff. And I'm like, oh my God, this ain't good. So he said, hey, you know, we got a problem. We've got a ruptured pipe and it ruptured above the control center. So the way that building is built, there's a big concrete mezzanine above our control center back in the jail. And of course, to try to simplify the story, so there's basically two sets of plumbing in that building, the original from 1998 when the building was built, and then of course, you know, we had the renovation in 2019, I believe 18 and 19. So a lot of that plumbing is old and a lot of it's new, but a lot of that stuff runs above the facility. There's a mezzanine area and plumbing chases and things like that, so you really can't see all that stuff. So we had a solder joint that came loose on a 2-inch line, which 2-inch water pipe, there's miles and miles of water pipe in that building, and it basically filled that mezzanine up. And before it made intrusion into the control center to where the staff even noticed it, there was probably thousands of gallons of water up there. And once it makes intrusion, you just gotta let it play out. But it caused us to have to close down the general population side of the jail.
So where do you take the inmates to after this happened, I guess?
So I came in that night, made my way in here. I was pretty miserable, but you know, it was one of those things that I needed to come see for myself. And by, I think that phone call came at around 8:30. I was here probably by 9 or 9:10. And you know, hats off. I made a few phone calls on my way, and all of our general population inmates were moved by midnight. Thanks to Sheriff Kevin Harrison over at Warren, Sheriff Craig Allison at Montgomery, Sheriff Daryl Maley at Callaway, and Sheriff Chris Class over at Cooper. Between those four sheriff's offices, we were able to get all of our general population inmates out and you know, in a dry bed by midnight, which that's quite a feat when you're moving that many inmates.
No doubt about it. What are the plans moving forward for the jail control center in that area?
Oh yeah, our control center is completely gutted. I mean, all of our, and I know there are people out there that have toured that jail and been in that control center. It's a substantial control center. There's a lot of stuff in there. Water in there intruded on all, you know, all the computers, all of the door control stations, basically everything in there was ruined, the cabinetry. So right now it is stripped down to four walls and wall studs. There's no flooring. I mean, it's going to be an extensive process to rebuild all that. And so right now we're coordinating with the general contractor to come re-drywall, flooring contractor to come lay floor. We've got to get cabinetry back in there, and that's got to be measured and ordered. Now this is all stuff we're coordinating with the insurance company because it'll be an insurance claim. And then we have to coordinate to get SWC out of Alabama is our security electronics provider. So we have to coordinate with them to bring new equipment up and install it and make sure we can run our doors and all the things we need to. I mean, it's going to be a minute. This isn't something that we're going to fix in a day or two.
How much are you estimating that this could cost?
Oof. You know, I don't have a really solid number, but it would not surprise me based on just the security electronics and the structural stuff that I'm spitballing. It's probably $500,000 or more.
Wow! Wow!
I'm spitballing that, but yeah. You know, just based on what I know of the cost when that renovation was done, and the shame of it is, it was poor workmanship. that caused the problem. There was a solder joint that once our plumber showed up, and our plumber didn't do the work, but our plumber was there in about 45 minutes, and we went up and found the leak after the water had been shut off and kind of subsided, and there was a joint there that literally almost had no solder on it, on a 2-inch line. So that is, you know, here I hate to say this, you know, because it's true. You know, when you do a job like that, you're dealing with the lowest bidder, and things like this is where that really shows up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we wish you the best of luck on getting all those repairs done. I wanted to talk real quickly too. The sheriff's conference was recently held.
It was.
You were elected to a position, vice president, as I understand.
Yes.
It. Just real briefly, tell us about the role of vice president.
So there's actually two vice presidents. So, and the reason for that is because of elections, right? So it would be possible that, you know, every 4 years, if things, you know, went the wrong way in an election year, you could be out your whole staff, right? You could be out your entire executive board, I guess. So they try to keep, there was a president, two vice presidents, secretary, treasurer, sergeant at arms. So they try to keep some sort of succession there. So as the second vice president, I probably don't have a whole lot of responsibility other than making sure I attend those meetings and you know, have a vote. And you know, if the president or vice president should be unavailable, then you know, that would be a job where I would preside. But I tell you, it's really an honor to serve on that executive board. When you go to those meetings, the amount of work that gets put into all of the issues that sheriffs across Missouri face, which are really extensive. You know, I've said this 100 times. The best way I've been able to describe a sheriff's office, it's like a watch, right? When you look at it, it looks pretty simple, but when you pop the back off, there's all kinds of gears and stuff in there, really complicated stuff moving around. And it's like that with a sheriff's office. So, you know, we really try to serve every sheriff in the state when something comes up and try to give good advice and try to guide them in the right direction to find the resources that they need. That's our goal.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that once again, and best of luck on the repairs out at the jail.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Matt.